Goals are about the results you want to achieve. Systems are about the processes that lead to those results. James Clear. By the time Stuart found me, he was in a fight for his life. I can barely leave the house. I can't take a full breath, and I'm having panic attacks. I'm living a nightmare, he told me. A few months before, Stuart had led a major re-architecture of the back-end code that powered his company's apps. He worked 14-hour days, 7 days a week, to see the project through. They finished by Christmas, so Stuart took a few days off to bring his wife and his sister to Disneyland. After 10 minutes of walking through the park, he felt dizzy, his chest was tight, and he couldn't breathe. He found a bench to rest and assured his family, "I'm fine, go on, I'll catch up." Stuart wasn't fine. His heart and mind were racing. "Am I having a heart attack at the happiest place on earth?" he asked himself. Eventually, Stuart got off his bench and rejoined his family. But when he returned home, reality came knocking and his symptoms returned. Medical tests revealed his heart was fine. The real problem? Anxiety. This puzzled Stuart because he'd never once had a panic attack until now. Soon, he was having them twice a week. By March 2020, 3 short months after his nightmare at Disneyland, Stuart was in bed most days, paralyzed by his body's fight-or-flight response. His physical state was so low, even joining video calls, which COVID-19 had made standard by then, was impossible. Stuart did everything he could. He studied self-help books, tried meditation, and even forced himself to exercise, which was exhausting in his condition. Nothing worked. Before Disneyland, Stuart was a young and enthusiastic entrepreneur, a 34-year-old, well-educated, hard-working businessman. He studied finance in college, worked on Wall Street, and started his own company, which developed a suite of applications that helps small businesses increase online sales, in 2015. Within 4 years, he had 10 employees, a dozen apps, and more than 640,000 active daily users. By most accounts, he was successful. Like many good entrepreneurs, Stuart was immersed in the details of his company. He tackled most tasks himself because that's how you get things done, right? Plus, he had the expertise to back it up. In college, he'd taken accounting, so he knew how to keep the company's books. He also knew how to code, so he touched every piece of his software developer's work. He even booked his own travel plans and scheduled his own meetings. Stuart had built a successful company piece by piece. Using his intellect and prior experiences, he'd laid the foundation for an enterprise that provided for his family, employed others, and created value in the marketplace. While there were long days and sacrifices, it had all seemed worth it, until now. At 34, everything came to a grinding halt. His body had said, enough is enough. Now his company's growth seemed in jeopardy, and everything he'd worked hard to achieve seemed as if it were resting on a crumbling founder who could barely get out of bed. I've been able to work with hundreds of interesting people, mostly entrepreneurs who are passionate about their companies. Sometimes, I'm helping them scale their sales team or coaching them on finding top talent or where to spend their marketing dollars. More often, and this is what I really love, I'm helping entrepreneurs find what's eating up all their time and energy. Once we unlock that together, I can help them get back to what's lighting them up and bringing them money. But when Stuart, the founder of multiple software companies, came to me in 2020, he wasn't just looking for a growth strategy, a marketing plan, or even a way to save time, money, and energy. He was looking for a way to save his life.